Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Microsoft is holding an event today, in fact, just after this recording, at its Redmond, Washington headquarters at 1 p.m. Eastern. CEO Satya Nadella will share details on some exciting projects, but he's specifically expected to show off integration of ChatGPT into Microsoft's search engine Bing. Monday, Google released its own ChatGPT-like chatbot called Bard. CEO Sundar Pichai tweeted that Bard seeks to combine the breadth of the world's knowledge with the power, intelligence, and creativity of our large language models. It draws on information from the web to provide fresh, high-quality responses. Bard is powered by a lightweight version of Google's language model for dialogue applications, aka Lambda. Bard is currently only available to selected testers, rolling out to the public in the coming weeks. But don't count Baidu out. China's largest search engine announced plans to launch its own ChatGPT-like service in March called Wenxin Yiyin, or ErnieBot in English. Ernie's a large-scale machine learning model that's been trained on data over several years and will serve as the foundation of Baidu's upcoming tool. The information reports that according to an internal Twitter document it viewed, as of mid-January, around 180,000 people in the U.S. are paying for Twitter's subscription service Twitter Blue, or about 0.2% of the website's monthly active users. The document also showed 62% of the company's paying users reside in the U.S., with 290,000 subscribers worldwide. Twitter Blue costs $8 per month if purchased through the web, $7 if paying annually, and $11 if purchased through the Apple or Google App Store. In order to boost subscription revenue, Twitter is said to be exploring a higher-priced membership tier that lets users browse the website without ads, and is reportedly planning to charge businesses $1,000 per month for gold verification badges and an extra $50 per month for each affiliated account. Back in October, following the Twitter acquisition, some Twitter users looking for alternatives chose the decentralized social network Mastodon. Quite a few, in fact. Mastodon's monthly active users went from 380,000 to more than 2.5 million in just 2 months. But by late January, that number has dropped to 1.4 million, with Mastodon tallying about 500,000 fewer total registered users than at the start of the year. Mastodon is part of the Fediverse, a network of servers running interoperable open-source software, and offers users more power to block content that they see on conventional social networks, with server admins able to make rules for their own instances. Big thanks to RW Nash and our DTNS subreddit for passing along details on OnePlus's debut tablet, the OnePlus Pad. It includes an 11.6-inch LCD display with 2000p resolution, a refresh rate up to 144Hz for compatible apps, and a 7.5 aspect ratio. The screen supports Dolby Vision, and the speakers support Dolby Atmos. It's powered by a MediaTek Dimensity 9000 with up to 12 gigs of RAM and a 9510 milliamp battery that can be fast charged at up to 67 watts. The tablet will be compatible with a OnePlus Stylo stylus and magnetic keyboard. Both are sold separately. OnePlus, which is an Oppo sub-brand, is not offering camera details or pricing just yet, but says the OnePlus Pad will be available to pre-order in North America, Europe, and India starting in April. The stock image giant Getty Images filed a lawsuit against Stability AI, creators of the text-to-image generators Stable Diffusion, in the United States District Court of Delaware, accusing it of brazen infringement of Getty Images intellectual property for copying more than 12 million images without permission or compensation. Stable Diffusion doesn't copy images, but may have used Getty Images in its training data. Getty alleges some images generated by Stability AI feature the Getty watermark. Getty previously said it began legal proceedings against Stability AI in the High Court of Justice in London. In a blog post on the Chromium bug tracker, the Chromium team announced it began an effort to port the full Chromium Blink rendering engine to iOS on January 31st. Apple's App Store policy requires all third-party browsers to use its WebKit engine. The team said the plan isn't to make this part of a shippable product, characterizing it as a prototype that we are developing as part of an open source project with the goal to understand certain aspects of performance on iOS. It could be used to demonstrate the effects of Apple's policy restricting other browser engines. As part of Google's Safer Internet Day event on Tuesday, the company announced a new blur feature within its Safe Search menu options for images to help users avoid inadvertently seeing graphic material. Google confirmed to The Verge the feature will be on by default and can be toggled on or off independently of Google's main Safe Search settings if you're signed in and over 18 when it launches in the coming months. Safe Search is currently the default for signed-in users under the age of 18. Finally, according to an internal memo called Horizon 2023 Goals and Strategy seen by the Wall Street Journal, Meta is planning to revamp its Horizon Worlds metaverse app as soon as March, allowing access to teens aged 13 through 17. Horizon Worlds is currently only available for adults 18 and older. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. If you enjoy this show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.